Aaron Colvin is a cornerback for the Houston Texans. First of all, welcome to the city. Welcome to the team. Aside from the money, why was it such an attractive opportunity for you?
I mean, I think you said it, just the opportunity. I have the opportunity to really showcase who I am, to be able to get used in different situations. And then also just the great city of Houston, man. I feel like I'm a Texas boy at heart, and I just really love this city. I have a chance to impact the community, and it was just, everything was perfect.
Your Sooner brethren might take a little offense to that Texas boy, but I won't test you on that. you played at Oklahoma, had a great career there, very solid first 4 years with the Jaguars. Some have said, well, this is a good inside cornerback, a good you can't be pigeonholed, can you?
Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot. I'm a good slot corner. I'm one of the better slot corners in the NFL, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I'm very appreciative of that. But I don't want to be put in the box. I don't want to be labeled as that. I can play anything in the secondary, and I firmly believe that, and I plan to prove that. And I don't want to do too much talking. I don't want to hype myself up and try to make everybody believe in who I am. I'd rather just show it, and that's what I am going to do.
And I imagine this versatility and flexibility that you're talking about, you must love it knowing the type of defense that Romeo Crennel runs and the type of players that are on this defense, right?
You have no idea. You know, he has a resume of winning. He's been to Super Bowls. He's coached great defenses, and he knows what it looks like. So I'm just really excited to be able to get in his hands, let him coach me, let him make me great, and to be able to really just help this team. And I'm very excited for this team. There's great players all around, and I expect to be elevated just with being with them.
And you played against him 4 years in a row, so that familiarity is there. And even though you weren't on the field at the same time with these guys, what do you like about this defensive backfield and these guys like Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, Andre Howell, et cetera, et cetera?
There's a few things. I really like the brotherhood. I could tell that they were really close every time we played them. They seemed to be really, really unselfish. And I got that vibe from them after I met a couple of the guys. And they make plays. I mean, a lot of those guys get a lot of interceptions. They make a lot of pick sixes. I think I've seen Kareem have 2 or 3 pick sixes just on us alone. So I'm a fan of all those guys. Kevin Johnson, his quickness, his feet. Man, I'm a fan of football. So I watch those guys. And I mean, J.J., he's been doing it forever. I mean, he's the true OG in this. And he's still playing at a high level, man. I know some things happened last year. Injuries played a part in that. And, you know, that can really get things off whack. But I 100% expect those guys to be back to their regular form.
And it doesn't hurt that you got a front seven with the likes of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, just a few names right there up front, to help you guys out. How exciting is that for you?
Man, you got to take a deep breath when you say those names. I mean, you got those guys, and you can't forget about Whitney, guys like that. Those guys make plays, man, and that's what they're known for. You know, I think J.J. is a Hall of Fame type player. Clowney is by far one of the most athletic defensive linemen I've ever seen. So I just plan to lock my guy up, win my one-on-one battles, and just give those guys a chance to, you know, get sacks and strip sacks and just make plays.
In looking at your social media, we've seen the Slick Way, hashtag the Slick Way. Correct me if I'm wrong, you were nicknamed Slick from your Little League baseball days. What's the Slick Way? And give us a little bit more background on that.
Did your homework, I see. Yeah, Slick is a childhood nickname that everybody back home calls me. It kind of followed me to Oklahoma. Coach Stoops used to call me it, and then it made its way to Jacksonville. And whenever I get called Slick, I just feel like I'm in my zone. I'm a different kind of guy. And it just reminds me to have fun. It reminds me to get back to doing what got me here. Sometimes the bright lights in the NFL can be overwhelming if you let it be. But just hearing the name Slick, it brings me back to a childlike game. It brings me back to just doing what I know to do, and that's ball.
That's ball. I love it. I'm excited. You excited?
You have no idea.
Can it be September yet?
What? Nah, we got to take a little time. We got to get acclimated first.
Prudence. That's why he's a good football player, and I'm just a TV guy. Hey, Aaron, welcome to Houston. We're happy you're here. Can't wait to see you play.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.